Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. How are you? This is Arlene coming to you again. I was just on the other station, and that's why I said coming to you again, but actually I'm coming to you for the first time tonight. And I was on NGRA Radio not long ago. I was talking to the artist Marcus Q, known as Mark Q. I shouldn't say Marcus Q because actually his first name is Marcus. And his stage name is Mark Q. I was actually talking to him about the music industry and about him being a rapper and, you know, what it entails or why he got into it and everything like that. But time had ran so short for us on that particular one that I decided to transfer over and use this platform here, in, you know, instead. So it's kind of sort of like an ongoing thing. And that's just so you can hear everything in full that he had to say, because he didn't get a chance to really talk the way he wanted to for the simple fact that the time was running out and he was a little bit late, which was okay with me because I know how it is when you're that busy. Sometimes you just don't have that kind of time, you know, to get right on things. So we all have been guilty of being a little bit late every once in a while. And so we're just waiting for him to log in. And while we are, I want to say I'm very, very happy that we have just a few people who were at the other one join us. So that seems to be pretty nice. I mean, I couldn't ask for more than that. At least some people did follow us from that one all the way to this one. So I really do appreciate that to everyone out there who's sticking it out with me. I really do. While we wait, I want to tell you a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes. As everyone knows, we started a live radio station, so I've been kind of there trying to get everything right, you know, trying to do behind the scenes, deal with like the mixer and deal with the board so far as commercials and stuff, and deal with incoming calls from like Skype, and because it's live, so it's a lot different than when I was dealing with Blog Talk Radio, you know, like dealing on here with Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, whereas you're at the dashboard and you can just kind of talk and your hands are free. With the live radio station that we have up now, it's much, much harder because with the live station, you know, manning the mixer with one hand, and then I'm manning three computers, of course, and a tablet, as well as writing things down, you know, on paper for the spur of the moment that I may need to refer to within the conversation. And, you know, it being unscripted, it's a great thing, unscripted, because, you know, I like to talk about things that interest me or things on the spur of the moment. I don't like scripts because of the fact that they, you know, everything is pre-planned and what you say, and you can't, if you come out of that particular thing that you're saying or you want to go on to something else and then come back to it, is kind of hard because everything is laid out for you. So, you know, you have, there's a little bit of trouble in that for me. So as you can tell, I just talk and say what I feel and I say what I'm thinking, which I think is a good way to go. And since I'm a very talkative, you know, woman, I have no problem with that part of it. So I know most of the people that converse with me on a daily basis, or most of the people that I text, they all know that about me already. Very, very talkative. And so there's that with the radio station. And then there's, of course, the new website for it. I think I mentioned it a few times. The website finally came out really, really good. So I'm kind of happy about that. I really, in building it, I wasn't going to be able to be as creative as I was hoping to be, but I turned out to be more, well, it turned out, sorry, to be more than what I thought. It came out way, way better than what I could have anticipated. So I really like that. I do. So far as behind the scenes with the AB Motivation, that's still going. There's no problems in that area. That's still going. So far as the ABS Hot Bedroom, that had to be halted due to the fact that we needed more models and didn't get them. So if you're a model and you're looking to make at least $25 an hour, we would love to have you with no problem. We would love to have you. And actually, you probably would get a little more depending upon what you had to do behind the scenes so far as, you know, meeting and greeting our customers and maybe staying a little bit of extra time or whatever the case like that. So it's actually more than that. So when we do get six is what we originally wanted. We have a few on there. They're very nice women, very sweet. But we still need more, and different nationalities, of course. We're looking for that. That's very, very important to us about the different nationalities. So I hope that if you have the email, you contact us and let us know that you're interested. We take first-time models. If you haven't modeled at all, that's okay. If you're maybe an actress or something like that and you would like to just earn a little bit of extra money, we will take you also. You know, just like I said, contact us by email and then we'll go from there with getting a little bit of information about you and whatnot. Right now, it's 6:08 at the hour, and I'm still waiting for Mark Hugh to sign in. Call in. And hopefully he does soon. So with that note, I will go ahead and tell you about some of the other things that are going on behind the scene. I don't know how many people know about the magazine. I would assume quite a few of you know about the magazines because they are being looked at. The numbers are really getting high on both of the magazines, but we will be going into print. So that's something that I'm very happy to say because a lot of people wish that they could make that transition, and they find it very, very hard to go from digital to offline to print, you know, and all of that with the cost of paper and, well, you know, printing in general. It's pretty expensive, or at least it can be. But if we get a certain amount of orders, which of course would help out a lot, if we get a certain amount of orders, of course, we will send out the print. Now, the only thing to that is the print will actually cost a little more. You know, it'll cost, is what I'm saying. Not more, because we don't charge for the digital. Sorry about that. But the print will actually cost. Now, the cost is only $4.99. However, that won't be for the introductory. We're actually doing that at $1.99. And then if it fares well, then, of course, you know, with printing more, of course, it'll be up a little higher because of printing more. And then the fact that that's the actual price, the $4.99 is the actual price of the magazine. So, and it will, you know, be the same as it is now and even better so far as articles and stuff, because right now we have a great deal of articles in there. I mean, there's something about traveling, and then there's something, of course, about relationships and shopping. There will be something about gaming in there soon. It's not right now at this particular time, but it will be. And then there are other things in there, you know, about the home, things that you can do to beautify your home, or, you know, just make enhancements to your home. There's also a lot of advertisements in the back. And if you yourself choose to advertise, you can, of course, do that. You can advertise. So that's pretty cool right there, that you can be able to do that as well. And, oh my gosh, Mark is actually logged in. Hold on. Hello, how are you?
What's up?
You're back. I was just telling them about some of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes with us, like with the magazine going into print and things like that. I also informed the audience, because there's a few people who logged in here who followed us from the other one, that we were on there, but we were so short in time that we had to change over platforms. So I'm glad you're here, Marcus, and we can get back into what we were talking about. I want to start off from asking you that I know you've been in the industry for a while now, right? You've been in it for a while.
I mean, I've been, you know, on the independent music end for a while. The industry, mm-hmm. That's a whole other beast right there.
Oh, okay. So with you being in it, right?
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself, like, placed at? Because you said independent, and that's a good way to go, because that means that you're in charge of everything that's going on with you, your music, your look, you know, what you choose to portray and everything like that. So that's a good thing. I do know about that. Where do you see yourself going? Where is it that you're headed?
The ideal is to, you know, continue to move independently, but on a much bigger scale, you know, fill up like medium sized arenas and venues, like SOBs, mm-hmm. and such. But I actually just got off the phone with a consultant, and, you know, he's talking about shopping me around to major labels, taking it to the next level. So it's kind of like a decision thing right now. Like, do I want to go around and just keep building an audience on a smaller, more intimate level, or do I want to start chasing the much?
Hello? Well, right now we just lost him for a few minutes. I'm quite sure he'll join us back again. Hopefully he can sign back in, call back in, sorry. So while we wait, I'm quite sure you did hear what he was saying. And he was talking about being independent, an independent artist, and moving everything up and changing the way he does things on a bigger scale, which is nice, which is really, really nice. And at the same time, he did get what most artists want to get. He got that call that says, we'd like to shop you around. Oh, he's joined us again. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hello? Okay, you're back. Okay, great. I was just explaining to the audience that you were talking about going on to a larger level, and that was a good thing. And then you also at the same time was explaining that you might be shopped around, to different places and stuff like that on a bigger label, major label and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, in doing that, right, with having had so much control over what you write and everything like that, if you get into a bigger label, will you kind of make sure that you still have control of everything and definitely the personality and everything like that that you're putting out there, the persona is what I'm saying, that you're putting out? I mean, will you keep everything the same, or you think you'll change up a little?
Well, I'm going to still be me, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you get that label situation, that it's going to, they're going to want to have input on the type of music you make, when you drop the music, how you present yourself and everything. So that's really the big situation. It's like if I want to make more hood oriented music, but they want to make music that's like for fans of Justin Bieber, it's gonna be a problem. There has to be compromise. There has to be some type of meeting down the middle.
Oh, okay, I get that. Have you in fact worked with any other artists, or are you a solo artist?
I'm a solo artist, but I've definitely collaborated with plenty of other artists, people like my homeboy Crowns the God. He's real dope, got one of the best flows in the underground rap game. I've worked with Nitty Scott. She's a dope MC, female MC. She's actually pretty popular. Let me see who else I worked. I worked with Charles Hamilton, but the track never came out. But yeah, we did some work, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. That sounds like a list. It definitely sounds like a list. So when you say about appearances and stuff, tell us some of the places that you've appeared at, and places that you will be appearing at in the future, so that if someone wants to follow you, say from this right here, or general audience from like any of our social pages or anything like that, where can they find you, in terms of where you'll be booked at? Do you know right now the different places?
As far as the first part of the question, the past venues, I performed at SOBs last year. I performed at Summer Jam on the festival stage. I was at the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival, alongside Charles Hamilton. I think Common was the main act, Freeway, Mobb Deep. There was a lot of people out there, Sky Zoo. The upcoming shows, I got like three small shows coming up. One show is going to be in Queens at the Black Dawn. And then I have another show where it's still being determined where it's going to be at, but it's going to be in Brooklyn. And I'm going to be opening for Manolo Rose. And then the last show is my own show. You know what I mean? That's the most important one. That's the one I need people to come through. I'm going to need you to come through as well. You know what I mean? Bring old homeboy as well. Yeah. Sure.
You just send me the information, and of course, we'll be there to back you up because you are good. You're definitely good. I said it on the other one, on the other station. Yeah, you don't have to be shy. I said it on the other station. I'm saying it on here. And when I do the live broadcast tomorrow, because, you know, we have a live radio station where we broadcast and everything like that, I'll be letting everyone know that I actually listened to your music already, and it is something that is very enjoyable and at the same time real, which is what I like, you know. And most of the people who follow us feel that way. They like real music, heartfelt music, real words. The lyrics have to be something that's really going on, going down. You know, like that. So, yeah, we'll be there to back you up, of course. Of course. And if you need us to promote, just send whatever information that you have. You know, if you want us to promote it, and I'll make sure that it's in the magazine, make sure that we mention it on the television show. I'll make sure that it's on, you know, because I do Spreaker and all of that in addition to Block Talk Radio, you know, all of those different platforms. So we'll make sure that it is vastly spread. Okay?
All right. That's beautiful.
That's cool. That's
what
cool.
It is.
Okay. So you can go ahead and finish what you were saying about the venue. You were talking about all of the ones that you were on already and that you were up to the what you're getting ready to do. So now what is that?
Oh, that's my own show that I throw. So it's I don't know what type of, you know, showcases other people been to, but I go to a couple, you know, check out the scene, and it's like they'll have like 40 acts. And you know, at the end of the day, We love music, but I don't got the endurance to sit through 40 different styles of rappers and singers and stuff. So, you know, my patience, me personally, I get kind of tired of that. So what I did is I set up my close friends or people that I respect their work ethic and their music, and you know, I booked them for my show. So they're basically performing alongside of me, and it's only 5 acts. So, you know, all of us go twice. If anybody's late, you get a second chance to hear them, and everybody in the room is cool with each other. So it's more so like a family and friends oriented situation, and it's just all vibes and good energy. So it's going to be a beautiful thing.
Oh, wow. It sounds really good. That sounds really good. So you have the flyers and different things like that already for it?
Oh yeah, the flyers in circulation on the internet already, and we're selling the tickets. You know, each artist is selling their ticket for a different price because, you know, I want the artist to be able to eat through this venue. So I told them, yo, sell it for, you know, whatever you can sell it for. Me personally, I'm selling my tickets for $10. So you want to support me, just buy the ticket, $10.
Okay, we'll do that. Definitely. If you could tell some of the other artists, right, that's coming up underneath you, some of the young ones that are just getting started in being an individual, you know, not being up underneath a company or anything like that, what kind of advice would you give them in terms of them moving forward and actually making something of the career?
I'm trying not to say this in a harsh way, but let me put it like this. If you mad, if you weak, you should probably just quit right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you
definitely
the type
say
where,
it real. They need to hear it. Say it real like you. Don't worry about that. That's what we're about. That's what I was saying. Go ahead. Just say it the way you really mean to say it.
Nah, basic. If you pussy, just give up now. Like, I just quit. Like, cause you know, not many things are not gonna go your way. You know, you got a couple people that shit just goes very well for them, but 9 out of 10 people, it's not gonna be like that. Like, things are gonna go wrong. People are not gonna be supportive. So it's really up to you to take, you know, you got to learn from each bad experience. You got to learn from the good experiences, and you just got to keep working. Like, that's all it is at the end of the day.
Right.
Ain't no magic.
Have you yourself experienced that, like, non-family support or non-support from friends?
Yeah and no, you know, there's been shows where I've been to shows where I was completely by myself. You know, I still performed, ended up performing for, like, I don't know, I think it was like 4 people or some shit like that. And then, you know, I've had shows where, like, the Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival or Summer Jam, where I performed in front of thousands of people. So it's all about just continuing to work.
Oh, wow. I commend you for that, because I know how it is when you believe a dream and no one else believes it, but you keep striving on anyway, and you keep trying to do what you do and be the best at it. I get that. I definitely, definitely get that. At this point in time, I want to take a moment so that you can tell everybody where to find your music at, because I definitely want them to know so that they can go there to the different places and purchase it. Would you tell them where to find you?
Yeah, you could just go to marq.com. That's marq.com. You know, it'll take you to the rest of my links, my Twitter, my Instagram, the YouTube. Oh, you definitely want to go to YouTube and check out the video I got out right now, called Young Chick, Old Chick. You know, I got the song Young Chick, Old Chick, where I'm talking about the differences between dating a young chick and dating an older chick. And you know what I mean?
Oh,
I made a video for it, and this shit is, it's a good video, and it's hilarious as well. So, you know what I mean?
Okay. I'm going to check that out myself.
Yeah,
I'm going to check that out myself. If you don't mind, I'd like to put it up on the TV station, if it's okay.
All right.
Cool. All right. Because as you know, we do have quite a few. I think we have like over 2,000 people that go to the TV station and actually watch the movies and stuff that we have on there. So, you know, I want them to be able to see it. Yeah. Okay. And if you have MP3, I would love to put it up on the radio station, if that's okay with you as well.
All right, I'll send it to you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so now I want to go into something that's a little bit different, right? When you're performing and everything like that, right? I know it takes a lot of guts to get up there and to be in front of hundreds of people, even a few people, like you said, as low as, you know, 3, 4 or whatever. How do you do that? How do you prepare and get up there? I mean, I would be nervous. So how do you do that? How do you get up there and do that?
Well, look, to keep it a buck, you know what I mean? I think I got anxiety. I'm not even sure, but I'm always nervous every time right before I get on the stage. But you know, once you start performing, you just start feeling yourself. Like, You know what I mean? Like if you was in the crib or you in the shower and you just start jamming to your shit, it's the same thing. Like you get on stage and it's kind of like, well, if the audience rock with you, that's always great. You know, that's only going to boost your performance. If they don't rock with you, it's like, yo, fuck y'all. You know what I mean? I'm going to be up here jamming. I'm going to do my thing. Like,
uh-huh.
But, I mean, as far as getting past the nervousness, like I said, you can't be pussy. Like, you just got to do it. Like, if you mess up, you know what I mean, pick it back up. If you can't pick it back up, then, you know, you gotta rehearse and practice harder for next time.
Right.
Like, you got to rehearse to the point where it's like you can do this while cooking or something. Like, you can do several other things. You could be completely distracted, and you would be able to just continue, you know?
Yeah, I get you totally. Wow. Okay, I hear that. If you weren't doing this, M, you know, I call you M, but if you weren't doing this, right, is there another career choice that you would have chosen that you feel, you know, that you're good in as well?
Let me see. Well, before I started really, really pursuing this, there was several other career choices I had got into. I hated all them shits, but the thing about this is, as I've been doing it, I've been picking up different skills along the way. So, you know, at this point, I could just be a full-time videographer and shoot videos
wow.
for people. I could also, I think at this point, from like learning so much from myself, I would be able to be a manager for myself, you know, like I could be a manager for other artists at this point. Like, I'm real good at like finding out information. I've been getting into my networking more. So, you know, even if this doesn't work out and I'm like, yo, I don't feel like rapping no more, I got other options still in this field.
Would you ever consider opening a record label of your own? Is that something that you would ever think about doing?
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. That's been on my mind for a while. That's actually more than likely what may happen.
Yeah, I was reading about it last night, you know, researching it and seeing what it entails, you know, so far as contracts and distributing artist material and promotion and everything like that. And it's some extensive work. It is some extensive work. So, yeah, so if you're interested in it, you know a lot. You are really into the game. You really know what you're doing because there's no way. That's a lot. I was reading it so that I could be able to ask you the question, but I needed to know, you know, what it entails first so that I would know what you would have to go through if you said yes, that it was a consideration. So, yeah. Wow. That's cool. I want to take a moment to say to the audience, to everyone that's listening, if you are, he gave you the website to go to. I do stress that you go there and that you do check him out. I have listened to his music. And I like the music. I really like the music. And I think before, like, you think about all types of other rappers and stuff like that, because sometimes genuinely we do think about other rappers and we think they'll be somewhat sort of the same. So you think you'll hear the same music. I assure you that you will not. Give him and his music a chance, and he will prove to you there's a difference. Rappers are different. They don't all say the same thing, and they don't all come from the same place. It's not all that, you know, their hearts are all exactly on that same form of rapping or that same form of music, the beats and so forth and so on coming out. So go there, check it out for yourself. You can find him at Twitter at mar/_qmusic. You can find him at, what is that, Instagram, I remember that, at Mark/Q Music, and you can also find him on YouTube at Mark Q, M Don't Care, I think it is, right? Am I right? I think I have it right for the YouTube, right? That's the Mark Q.
MARQJM Don't Care.
Yeah,
or you could just
yeah.
type in, like, you know, Mark Q, Young Chick, Old Chick, and it'll pop up.
Oh, okay. 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 So there you have it. You can go to all of those and go to the website as well. Or if you're just on one of those right now, go there. Check out his music. Check out the YouTube, the video. And I'm going to do the same thing after I finish with the interview with him. So I just want to take a moment and say that. Marcus, back to you. I want to say first off that I do, like I said before, I think your music is wonderful and everything. I think that the way you come across, you have a lot to say. And that thing about Eminem got me too. Most of you don't know, because we were on the other Blog Talk, that he actually was explaining about how he likes Eminem and stuff like that when he first started out. If you could say, what type of speciality and style that you have, what would you say it is? Would you just limit it to rapping, or would you have another name for it? What your verses are, what it comes across as?
I mean, I don't know how it's going to come across to other people, because other people will be having their own perspectives and outlooks on shit. But, you know, mine is always like, you know, there's always a flow, you know, there's a good flow that not every rapper can do. You know, I got like an advanced flow. I got a lot of wordplay. I know people don't check for wordplay and rap like that anymore, but there's a lot of wordplay, and there's a lot of concepts in my music too. Like, I like to conceptualize things, you know, like Young Chick, Old Chick. It's just the young chick do this, the old chick do that. It's like, I don't know. Lately, I've been telling people my stuff is more like J. Cole, but with a little bit more edge, so to speak.
Oh, okay. Okay. That sounds so, wow. All right. Well, you've heard it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen, that definitely, definitely he has a particular way with his style, a particular way with his words. And that's got to be worth a lot right there, because a lot of people are following other people. You know, of course, I can't say any names because we can't do that. But if you check him out and you listen, if you listen to what he just said and then you check him out, you'll see that he's honest about it. He's straight out about it. So that's got to be something good right there. That's got to be something great right there. We're almost out of time, I'm sad to say. But I want to say, Marcus, that it was a pleasure being able to talk to you, you know, about your career and stuff. And I hope you will do an ITV interview with me still. Is that something you can do, or not really?
Oh, no, we could do that.
Okay, great, great. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you heard him. He said that we can do that, so we'll be setting that up so that you can actually see him live. And if you want to call in, of course, we'll have it where you can call in and you can get a chance to talk to Mark Hugh live on the air. In front of hundreds of people, or however many decide to check out the program that day, which I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I hope a lot. And, you know, we have a few friends that in other states, in other countries, who agreed to show the programs that we do. So we're happy about that. So, you know, if you're seeing it in Japan or you're seeing it in France or something like that, or you're seeing it in Germany or something, then of course we're grateful that you turned us on. Of course we're grateful. And now, Marcus, I want to say goodbye because unfortunately we are out of time. Oh my gosh, we're out of time and I have so many more questions. But hopefully you'll answer them on the TV show. And we should set that up as soon as possible because I'm quite sure by now the ladies are interested in what you look like behind the scenes, those who aren't seeing the poster of you there. And the men must be curious as to who's this guy right now that, you know, is usually like that. Well, I find it's like that because people always ask, oh, who was that person or something like that after the shows are done. So with that being said, I want to say good night and thank you very much for coming on the show. I do appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
Okay. You have a good evening. All right.
All right, same to you. Later.
Okay, good night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for me to go, but I do want to say don't give up on your dreams. You know, as in the hostess Gwen, she always says dreams become realities. Well, don't give up on your dreams. Stick to them and hold fast because something wonderful will definitely happen. Good night.